On November 8, 2009, a climate change conference was held in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, to bring attention to the quickest and most effective solution to global warming, the organic vegan diet. Titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, the event brought together experts of science and health, as well as international ambassadors, media members, and artists. That included Ambassador Bani de Broom of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Ambassador Jack Cross of the Republic of Suriname, Ambassador Isben Williams of St. Kitts Nevis, Dr. Stephen Schneider, lead scientist of the reports of the Nobel Prize-winning UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the USA and author of Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching. Dr. Ruby Lathan, Nutrition Policy Manager of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Dr. Peter Carter, Director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. And Dr. Noah Moore, Adjunct Professor of Physics at New York University. Distinguished speakers address such aspects as environment, health, lifestyle, and spirituality. In addition, engaging video messages on the need to address global meat consumption were contributed by esteemed figures including former Indian Environment Minister Maneka Gandhi, former European Parliament member Jens Holm, and leading American nutrition researcher, Dr. T. Colin Campbell. The highlight of the afternoon was an informative question and answer session via video conference with the guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had graciously set aside her busy schedule to discuss the ways that humankind could transition to a brighter era. We now invite you to join us for part 6 of the 10-part rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference on November 8, 2009 in Washington, D.C., USA.
Sometimes it takes an impending catastrophe to make us change and become much greater than we were before. Is this what's happening with climate change? Is it, in fact, an opportunity for us to make an unprecedented leap in evolution?
Good question, sir. You see, we should not have waited until we have a catastrophe like this. Impending catastrophe to change. But nevertheless, you're right. It's possible that when we face with such a great upheaval, then we will change and we make a leap into the next level. Especially now, we still have a little time to change. It's just that we need to act now. You see, to profit from this so-called catastrophic future that awaiting us, we have to act now for all of humanity, because along with our own survival and health, there is an entire planet that is in trouble. And everyone needs to be vegan to save it. It's a very simple solution that we might overlook. Because if we all change into vegan, put down the animal products, then we would have a dream world that I promised. Because like beget like. We forget that the Bible told us that as we sow, so shall we reap. That means if we create peace, compassion, and harmony, then that's what we will get. Now the impending catastrophe that you mentioned, it might be motivating us to change the whole humanity. But to benefit from this opportunity, more people must act now. All of us must. We face a very dangerous future if global warming continues. In fact, distinguished scientists and other United Nations members have been meeting throughout this year in preparation for the December Copenhagen summit, where they hope to reach agreement on a treaty to replace the Kyoto Protocol. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was just here in Washington, D.C., making an historic address to the U.S. Congress and asked the United States to help to lead in halting climate change. I would ask the same, even though I'm not the chancellor. I'm sure many of you are aware of the increasing number of global warming effects noted worldwide. So I will share just a few from the world and from the United States. One, in the Arctic North Pole, so much ice has already melted that scientists are forecasting an ice-free summer within as little as 3 to 6 years, which would be the first time in 1 million years. Meanwhile, Greenland is shedding 85 million tons of iceberg each day due to warming, and at a rate that is increasing by 7% each year. The West Antarctic ice shelf is also melting, with 3.3-meter sea level rises forecast that would threaten cities like your country, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. Two, glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappear, or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. Three, due to rising sea levels, islands are sinking as we speak, with Tuvalu, Tonga, and some 40 other island nations having to plan their whole country's migrations. They are being forced to join the already 20 million climate refugees today. The International Organization for Migration stated that there may be 200 million climate refugees by 2050. Four. According to researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology, United States of America, worldwide, the number of the most destructive Category 4 and 5 hurricanes doubled over the past 35 years. Category 5 storms yield the highest level of destruction in major cities. Their intensity and duration also increased by 75% since the 1970s. One of these storms whose effects can still be seen and felt was the 2005 Hurricane Katrina, which devastated especially areas of New Orleans, with people who are still recovering their homes and their lives today. I am so sorry the American people have had to suffer through such tragedies. Now, in the United States. One, close to 1 million acres of pine forest have been lost in the Rocky Mountains due to beetle infestation from global warming. Similar also in Canada, but due to time limit, I cannot report to you everything. So now we just report about United States. Now, two, in the state of Montana, the famous glaciers of Glacier National Park are now expected to disappear within a decade. 3. According to a new study by the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, the Colorado River, which supplies water to 7 western states, is going dry. Famous river, huh? 4. In fact, researchers say that the U.S. West is facing a devastating drought crisis as snows from mountains are releasing vast reservoirs of water. 5. The sea level in North Carolina, USA, rose 3 times faster during the 20th century than during the previous 500 years. 6. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that for the first time on record in 2008, 6 consecutive tropical cyclones made landfall on the U.S. mainland. The North Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean are the 2 areas with the strongest hurricane trends. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? Perhaps, surprisingly, it's not the coal industry, or cars, or planes, or trains, or boats, or ships. It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. A new and just published report by the respected World Watch Institute states that livestock is the largest single contributor to greenhouse gases, responsible for more than 51% of the total emitted. This report factors in an atmospheric heat-trapping effect of methane that is 72 times larger than CO2 when averaged over a 20-year period. Furthermore, just days after the World Watch Institute's report was released, NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. Now, facts such as these have caused people like esteemed climate expert Lord Stern of the United Kingdom to state in an interview that meat is a wasteful use of water and creates a lot of greenhouse gases. It puts enormous pressure on the world's resources. A vegetarian diet is better. So I quote exactly what he said. Now, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reported that livestock raising is the single largest human use of land, the biggest source of water pollution, the number one cause of biodiversity loss, and the top producer of human-caused methane and nitrous oxide. In fact, the United Nations has named livestock as one of the biggest environmental problems of our time. With 90% of the destruction to the Amazon rainforest since 1970 being for cattle and growing animal feed, lush forests are being turned into barren fields at a rate of 36 football fields per minute. 36 football fields per minute of rainforest are being destroyed as we are speaking. If you can imagine how big that is, how detrimental that is to our world, Rainforest is the lung of our planet. It's the health of our co-citizens. And as the trees are felled and plants become more exposed and dry, they even emit carbon dioxide rather than absorb it. This is another danger that attacking us. Next, meat consumption is a very serious threat to human health. You ask any scientist, they tell you this. You ask all the responsible doctors, they'll tell you this. In fact, one of the doctors sitting there, Dr. Greger, I saw him there. Now, bacterial infections from foodborne illnesses originate largely in animal products, causing widespread illnesses, disability, and even death for thousands of Americans each year. The top four bacteria are E. coli, Salmonella, Campylobacter, and Listeriosis. Studies have shown that bacteria from contaminated raw meat can remain even after washing a working surface. And it only takes a few cells of E. coli, for example, to kill a young child. Just a few cells of E. coli to kill a young child. A young, little, tender child. Imagine that. Just a few cells. Add to that the leading causes of death in the United States, like from heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity. Every year, heart disease kills 632,000 Americans. Cancer kills 560,000 Americans. Stroke kills another 130,000 Americans. Diabetes kills 72,000 Americans. Just from meat eating. And we cry over war-related deaths. Who cries for these hundreds of thousands of Americans who die because of that piece of meat? Who cry for those young, helpless, innocent little child who die just because of meat-related E. coli, just a few cells of it? So, ladies and gentlemen, meat is the worst killer than any war. Don't you agree? Yes or no? Thank you. Thank you. Then there are more diseases related to the production of the meat, like swine flu, which Dr. Michael Greger just explained very clearly, originates from animal farms, and the next pandemic, which could emerge any day now, any minute, could be worse for us, could be worse than swine flu. So, sir, to solve this, we do need to move quickly, and of course we know what to do, right? Yes? Be vegan. You know yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful people. Wonderful. You make my day. There is an advantage of time here, because one aspect of methane is that it dissipates in around 12 years' time, whereas carbon dioxide, CO2, stays in the atmosphere for up to thousands of years. So we remove the livestock-generated methane and the planet cools fast. You see the logic? Yes. From many scientific studies, the health benefits of the vegan lifestyle are already clear. And there are entire communities, such as Village of Peace in Israel, where thousands of vegan residents are free of diseases, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and even cancer. in the country of Ghana, there is a similar program where, after becoming vegan for more than 20 years now, the villagers, the entire village, don't have malaria anymore. And you know how malaria attacked those countries in Africa, yes. And the previous high infant mortality rate went down to zero. Before, high infant mortality rate, zero. Yes. I also applaud this program. So please pray with me, Mr. Pelletier, that everyone does wake up in time. Pray, I pray day and night, that the divine manifest in the physical realm and wake up the leaders of our nations, wake up the religious head, wake up everybody in time, so that they understand the urgency of our situation and that they understand the solution of solving this dangerous crisis facing us. That is, we have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. That's very simple. We are that. We are compassion. We are merciful. We are caring. So we just have been cheated. We have been misinformed up to now. So we did not know it. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures, bringing tranquility to humans and animals alike. The inner peace that comes from replacing killing with respect for all life will spread like a wave across the globe, elevate human hearts, and create a harmonious Eden on Earth. That will bring us all to a lasting golden era. Bless you. I'm positive we will do it. Yes? We can make it. Just a little change. Just a little change. Just a little piece of animal meat change to vegetable protein. We have plenty nowadays. We have vegetarian sausage. We have vegetarian all kind of chicken, shrimp. Look. I like tastes better. I love Washington, D.C. I love Washington people. You are so elite. Thank you.
Our next questioner is Mr. Bob Levinson, producer and radio host of a program called Environmentally Sound on WBOX Radio in New York. In fact, Mr. Levinsold and Supreme Master Ching Hai know each other because he recently interviewed her on his program.
Right.
Hi, Master.
Hi, Bob.
It's good to see you. Wonderful to be with you again.
How are you, Bob?
Great. I'm great. It's very nice to be here. I'm glad your people invited me. You have a great crew here, great staff.
Good audience, eh? They are so good.
Yes,
I feel such a love and supportive atmosphere. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, my question is, I still don't quite understand what you mean by leaping to the golden era. What does the term leap actually mean? What makes it happen? And what does the golden era mean to us here on Earth?
Oh, you don't know leap, Bob? I'm sure you know. You just asked for so that you can have some interesting thing to talk on your radio show, right? Yeah. Leap.
Actually, I asked that because I would like to understand what this is about. It's called the Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era. And I would like to know just how you see it, what it means in your terms, because you are the inspirational spark for this whole gathering.
All right, sure. Aye, sir. I will comply.
thank
you for your question. Very thought-provoking. I shall try my best to explain what is meant by humanity's leap to the golden era. The leap is a big jump, eh? That could bring humankind from one incorrect way of life to a better way of life, to the next higher level, in a short time. You see, one small step from everyone in the right direction can result in a big leap in our evolution as a human race. And that small step is very simple. It's just no killing. Abiding by the principle of live and let live. Adhering to the universal law where we grant life to beget life, because like attract like, that we all know. This, of course, includes adopting a vegan diet. Humans are naturally more generous and peaceful in their heart. It's just that we all have been misinformed, misunderstood for a long, long, long time. We thought meat is good for us, we thought dairy is good for us, we thought fish is good for us, we thought eggs is good for us. It's all wrong. It's all the opposite. It all has been proven that these things that we have been told that good for us, like meat, fish, dairy, eggs, whatever animal products are good for us, is all wrong. It's the opposite of what is good. It has been bringing us suffering, sickness, and tremendous loss of financial from taxpayers for curing disease and related business. So we have been misled for a long, long time. Now we have to do research. We have to listen to the wise doctors and scientists. We have to see the result of their research, that meat and animal products are really, really poisonous for us. We have to stop now, especially stop for our children's sake. We can't keep poisoning our children anymore. They're helpless. The poor children, they rely on us. They thought we know better. But it's not our fault either. You know, we just need to turn around. Why is not our fault? Because we have been also taught that way. And our grandparents, our great-grandparents also been taught that way. And for being too busy for our daily survival, working, we have no time to do research. So that we did not know that these things are truly poisonous to us. And above all, it is eating up our planet. It's not just killing people, it's not just killing animals, it's killing our planet. And we have to stop it in order to save our world. We just turn around, that's it. Just walk the opposite way, the right way, without causing any more suffering, no taking more lives, but loving and protecting all creatures. That's the leap that all humanity needs. Thank you. We will feel completely different after we make this leap. We will feel evolved to the higher level of consciousness automatically. Just imagine, we are big, strong, intelligent, and able. We are able to plan all kind of stuff to eat. And we should not use our might, our intelligence, our capability to harass, to molest, to torture, to cause suffering, and to murder those little, helpless, innocent animals who has never done us any harm. According to the law, they are innocent. And if we kill innocent beings, we are the one who should be punished. I am sorry if I offend you, but this is the truth. And I'm sure you understand it. Thank you. Through our leap in this evolution, we can live this existence of want and fear toward a true life of peace and love and enlightenment. From the vicious cycle of killing, suffering, and violence to a circle of loving kindness, protection, and happiness. Can we imagine a world where the meek ones never have to fear the strong? Where there is no more violence, no fighting among neighbors, near or far, and no child has to die of hunger, thirst, or illness every few seconds, every day, while their mother watches, completely helpless, with her heart drowning in sorrow. As I am speaking, many children are dying somewhere, Every few seconds, a child dies of hunger. We cannot keep doing this. We cannot wait longer. We have to save these lives. Not just the lives of animals, but the life of our children. Even if it's not our children, other people's children. Meat costs so much suffering because it causes hunger and war. We use up all our cereals, grain, soil, and good resources, and land and water to support the meat industry. And therefore, the world is short of food and water. So in order to save lives, we have to stop the meat industry. The way we are living right now is a deeply degraded condition of what we really are. We are the children of God, which is all loving and kindness. We are the heirs of heaven. We're just forgotten. Can you imagine a God who comes here to earth and kills everything in sight to eat? Sorry if there's a God like that. I don't want to be his child. Would you like to be the children of that kind of God? Tell me yes or no.
No!
Okay, no. Thank you. Thank you. You're so kind. Now, if God is all merciful, all compassionate, all loving, and we are the children of God, then don't you think we should walk like God's children on earth? We have to walk the way of love and compassion. We have to represent our Father if we want to glorify His name. We always pray every day, you know, hallowed be thy name in heaven as well as on earth. But what do we do to hallow His name? We have to represent Him. We always pray to God because we believe God is merciful, protective, compassionate, and loving. And we are the children of God. We must represent these qualities. We are that qualities. We are loving and kindness. We have just been misled, misinformed, and we have forgotten. So please just remember, these qualities are deep inside us. So we know there must be something better than what we see around us. We do have examples throughout history of human beings whose lives were so uplifting that they continue to shine till today. Not only spiritual teachers, but philosophers like Plato, statesmen like Socrates, the mathematician Pythagoras, and the poet Ralph Waldo Emerson of America. They are all vegetarian. Are you surprised? No, you're not. You don't look surprised to me. So you knew all that. All the great people, they are vegetarian or vegan. So, if we study them carefully, we will see that at the basic core of the civilized life, they taught is the vegan diet. The vegan diet is one of the first single greatest acts of compassion, of not harming another life and not damaging the environment even. If we compare a meat-based diet to a vegan diet, it takes around 14 times as much water, 6 times as much grain, 10 times as much energy, and over 20 times as much land, while often destroying precious rainforests. Being vegan is good business in terms of virtuous merit, as well as preserving the only home we have. The less damage and harm we inflict upon the planet and her inhabitants, the less we have to pay. We are paying dearly now, and we will pay much dearer if we don't stop the meat animal industry. The more we exert our loving kindness and protection towards all beings, the greater we will be in the world, the greater will be the feeling in our heart, as well as in the kingdom of heaven.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Alex, what are your impressions of the conference that you saw today? What are you taking away from it?
I have a much better understanding of who Supreme Master Ching Hai is, because I've known her, I've seen her, but just getting to really look into her eyes today and see her compassion and her emotion was really special for me. Just spectacular conference. I loved it. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Alex Arndt. I'm a singer from the Sonic Paradigm. Be veg, go green, and save the planet today.
Thank you for your eco-friendly presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 7 of Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference. Music and poetry is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.